Doctor Sabir telling an office note on patient Maud Veech, VEECH, MAUDE, date of birth 9/23/1974, date of service 7/26/2023, period paragraph. The patient is a 48-year-old white female, referred to see me by Dr. Mary Bowden for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, period paragraph. The patient has a complex medical history, as narrated by the patient, including history of possible SLE from childhood or juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. Also, she has had, since 10 years ago, diagnosis of muscle weakness arthritis. She was positive for ANA with double-stranded DNA, was positive at multiple occasions, has history of dysautonomia, had extensive workup in the past, hypothyroidism, next progressive muscular weakness, pain in the legs, falls, underwent muscle biopsy that was inconclusive, went to Mayo Clinic, had full evaluation, but there was no particular diagnosis that was given to her. She's had multiple EMGs and neurological and rheumatological appointments without a particular diagnosis. Lately, she has been followed by Dr. Mary Ellen Vanderlick, V-A-N-D-E-R-L-I-C-K, and she's being treated for inflammatory myopathy with prednisone, and Imuran is contemplated to be given. She has felt some improvement with this regimen, period. Her past surgical history includes appendectomy, wisdom teeth extraction, right leg fracture repair, muscle biopsy, and breast biopsy benign. Allergy, she's allergic to ACE inhibitors and Avelox, period. Social history, she's single, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She works at MD Anderson as a science writer, period paragraph. Family history, father died from sepsis, he had heart valve disease and TAVR, T-A-V-A-R. Mother has arthritis, thyroid disease, history of PE, hypertension. Sister has a hypertension, arthritis, period. Paragraph review of systems reveals headaches on and off, increased light sensitivity, occasional diplopia. She has dysphagia to solids and liquids, on and off, getting worse lately. Occasional nausea without vomiting. She has good appetite. She feels short of breath all the time. She has seen pulmonology before, was told it may be restrictive, not her lungs, and from her muscle weakness. She denies any cough. She has heartburn, no abdominal pain. She has alternating diarrhea, constipation, nocturia up to one time at night. She does have urgent continence positive. She's postmenopausal, less menstrual period 1 year ago. She does have hot flashes on and off. She has occasional swelling. She mentions she swells on one side of her body, upper and lower extremity, on the right side, period. She does have a chronic rash of her lower extremities, period. All other systems are reviewed and are negative, period. Immunization, she never received COVID-19 shots, period. Current medications include clonazepam, venlafaxin, prednisone, levothyronin, levothyroxine, hydroxychloroquine, Clarinex, period paragraph. On physical examination, general appearance, patient seems to be hyperactive and hyperexcitable, period. HNT, pupils are non-reactive to light bilaterally. Injected conjunctiva and enteric sclera, period. Moist oral mucosa, narrow oropharynx, no oral thrush noted, no JVD and no carotid bees noted. Neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are tachycardic, no murmurs heard, no friction heard. Lungs clear to auscultation, no crackers or wheezes heard. Abdomen is soft. Abdominal stria noted. No organomegaly could be appreciated. No carry rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there is no edema in the lower extremities. Skin, there is a non-papular, there is a papular non-blanching rash in both lower extremities. And she has a few sporadic cherry angiomas over the chest and back area, period. She also has a keloid lesion, left upper extremity medial aspect at the site of her old muscle biopsy. Period. Neuro exam. Patient has tremors in both lower extremities and hands. Period. Investigations available to me include the following: white count 14.8, hemoglobin 14.3, platelet count 322. A1C 6.0, vitamin D 25, hydroxy 21.6, TPO antibody positive at 59 units per milliliter, thyroglobulin antibody positive at 5.5, B12 is low at 226, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan. Muscular weakness, nerve involvement, multiple system involvement, likely autoimmune, given the response to hydroxychloroquine and prednisone. Diagnosis is not 100% certain at this time. She is being treated for inflammatory myopathy with prednisone, and Imuran is contemplated to be added. There is a remote possibility that she may have Fabry's disease, given the constellation of symptoms and the rash in her lower extremities. We are going to do a genetic testing to rule that possibility out. There is treatment for Fabry's disease, period. Next diagnosis, elevated serum creatinine. I'm going to do a renal workup, including imaging studies and serologic workup. Specifically looking for lupus nephritis, given the positivity of double-stranded DNA in the past. She may require a kidney biopsy for diagnosis, period. Next diagnosis, resting tachycardia may be induced by high dose venlafaxine. Patient was instructed to discuss with her psychiatrist to taper down the dosing to see if that would help the tachycardia, period, paragraph. Next diagnosis, hypothyroidism, continue current thyroid supplementation. Next, vitamin D deficiency, will start from vitamin D supplementation. Next, vitamin B12 deficiency, will start her on B12 supplementation folate. Next, morbid obesity, she will need to lose weight. We are going to counsel her, period, paragraph. Next, gastritis induced by steroids, we're going to start her on lansoprazole for now, period, paragraph. Next, pre-diabetes, high hemoglobin A1C patient will be started on berberine supplementation to help with that, in addition to weight loss and lifestyle changes, period. Next, given the constellation of her symptomatology and the highly likelihood that she has an autoimmune disease, I will start her on low-dose naltrexone to see if we can impact her autoimmune disease and do some immunomodulation and help her with her symptomatology. We're going to titrate as appropriate to desired results every 2 to 3 weeks, period, paragraph. Patient was counseled about naltrexone being off-label for this indication, period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Bowden, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. We'll see her back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup and for further planning. I will keep you updated on her progress. Paragraph CC, Dr. Mary Bowden.